I can tell you that a special sitting of the Gauteng legislature is underway at the moment. Panyaza Lesufi expected to be elected, sworn in as premier today. So that has started. He'll reshuffle his cabinet. I wonder if he's going to act against the Gauteng Health MEC, because we've seen her inability to act around this this issue of Tembisa Hospital. Babita Diokoran, the whistleblower who was shot dead for raising the alarm and blowing the whistle on what was going on at Tembisa Hospital. Nothing has happened there. The MEC surely needs to be held to account. Well, the men accused of killing Babita Diokoran have appeared in court today. Bernadette Wicks was in court watching that one. Bernadette, what's happened?
Well, on the previous two occasions, the case was postponed because the accused were obviously having financial issues. And ahead of trial, they need to put up the funds for that trial, or an estimated amount of funds for that trial. And they were obviously struggling to do that. Today we heard that their current attorney, or their previous attorney now, Shafiq Salih, has withdrawn. It seems to be on the back of that financial issue, but they do have new representation. They have enlisted attorney Bongani Zulu to represent them, and they have two advocates representing them. They have Sanele Sabisi and another person whose name you might recognize is Simpiwe Mlotshwa, who was at one stage the acting DPP in KZN. And you'll remember him from controversy around the Amigos case and from controversy around various matters. He also testified at the State Capture Commission. So he's quite well known.
And he's now acting for the accused.
He is. He's now a practicing advocate.
Okay.
And he is acting as their defense.
Well, interesting. You have cab rank rule. So he is, of course, that case came across his desk. He then is obligated to take it. Well, thank you very much, Bernadette, for giving us that update on court today. So the accused, who are accused of killing Babita Diokoran, that matter has now been postponed yet again.